Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Bet that password hit you in about 10 minutes, Kid Nation, so you could play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Yes, $10,000 vault is still up for grabs. Don't you worry about that. So hopefully we find it very soon because we want to scream.
Yeah.
I want to use my little money gun I have here. It's been loaded, ready to go.
That's a cool little money gun.
It is, man. Just been waiting for somebody to win big so I can get it going. All right, but right now let's do some first world problems, Kid Nation.
First world problems.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, I'm not sure if Big Al Mac wrote us or not, but I'm going to go ahead and read this text.
Okay.
My first world problem is that I've been on a dating site, and now I have 10 Asian ladies applying to come over here to see me and visit me, and they almost all want to come at the same time. To top it off, I have a Russian lady who's coming over to see me in 2 weeks. How'd I get myself into this mess? I need to stay off of dating sites.
Wow. No, that wasn't me.
Wow.
10 Asian girls and a... That's a sitcom.
Yeah.
10 Asians and a Russian.
From the text, man, there's no rewind button on my new radio, so I can't go back if I miss the Beat the Bank password because my kids were yelling. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, hashtag parent problems.
A rewind radio. That's cool.
Have you not had a car with a rewind on the radio?
No.
Oh.
I've always thought that would be an excellent idea. Maybe I have it. I don't know.
It is life-changing.
I don't know that I had the rewind. I know that if my phone rings and I pick it up on Bluetooth, that it will pause where the radio is.
Yeah.
And pick up right where the song left off or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Some radios...
That's good.
Some radios do have the pause feature.
I don't know about
some,
the rewind, though.
Some can rewind, I think, up to like 5 minutes or something. It just depends on what you get. My wife's last car had the rewind thing, which was so cool.
Huh.
Technology is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, it's Chelsea, and I have a really bad first world problem, you guys. I was cooking dinner last night, and I forgot to put on my oven mitts. Got my fingerprints burned off. Now I can't unlock my iPhone 8 Plus.
Oh.
And I'm so sad because I don't know if they grow back.
Oh.
And it's so hard to open my iPhone with just the password. Hashtag first world problems.
You got
to
put multiple fingers in there just in case you injure a digit.
Yeah.
Mm.
You do.
Do you have the thumb and the pointer?
I think I have right thumb and left thumb.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I have pointer fingers on both hands.
Oh, wow.
Thumbs.
Nipple.
And my nipple.
That's right. I so loved that. I loved that moment that it worked.
Yeah. Not the cold nipple. It's got to be regular nipple.
Oh.
Cold
flat.
Nipple did not. Yeah, I got to register the cold nipple.
I got a cousin named Cold Nipple.
We did it on the show. I mean, I did it right here. Jenna saw it unlock.
Yeah, you did.
With her very own eyes.
I thought it was dumb, and then I was thoroughly impressed.
Uh-huh. Take that right there. What's going on, Amber?
Hey, so this past fall, I booked a trip to visit my friend who lives in Spain, and I'll be going in a couple weeks. The problem is now I'm going to be missing 2 episodes of Game of Thrones.
No!
You're going to be 2 behind?
Oh, boy.
That's almost half the season.
What part of España are you going to?
It's a third of the season.
Where are you going in España?
She lives in Madrid, so I'm going to go visit her there. And then we're going to go travel to Switzerland, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Switzerland.
What are you going to do, though, when you get on your phone and you read these spoilers about all these characters dying?
I don't know if I should just go on a social media hiatus or should I watch it on my tiny little phone screen if I can, or wait until I get back.
I think you should watch it.
You need a big TV.
No.
Stay off of social media, only post, because we want to see your trip.
A good exercise in self-discipline to enjoy being in the moment of where you are.
You could still post, like we could get your pictures from your trip, and then just stay away from your friends, though.
Just post and then close the app immediately.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Not enjoying our moment.
Because you got to see it in the big screen, right? You don't want to watch in your little phone screen. You gotta have all those things going on. But Amber, you have fun out there in Spain and Switzerland, and be safe. And catch up when you get back. Jenna's going to be all about it, so hopefully she doesn't spoil anything for you.
I won't spoil her for anyone.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How you doing? What's your first world problem?
Doing fine. I bought my first authentic purse. It's a red Beanie and Burke. Who wouldn't love it, right?
Nice.
The leather handles make so much noise when I pick it up. I'm not sure if I want it anymore.
It's too loud.
Her purse is too loud.
Yeah, girl.
How much did that purse cost you?
Almost $300.
Woo!
Nice splurge for yourself.
You deserve it, though, Tina.
You go, girl.
Thank you.
You deserve it, but it's loud. Here comes Tina.
I would go to the shoe repair shop and see if there's something they can do about that.
Don't you just got to break in the purse?
Uh-huh.
Like a baseball mitt?
Maybe they can do something.
I bought that pair of expensive shoes that squeak.
Still squeak, though.
I put stuff in them.
Sounds like they're wet when you wear them.
Yeah. I ended up throwing them away.
It sounds like you sloshed them away.
Yeah. I thought I would finally break them in.
Yeah.
I took them back to the store, you know, because I had them for a year, I guess. But I wouldn't wear them because they were too loud. They wouldn't take them back.
Well, a year?
Yeah.
Big old stinky shoes. Gross. Al doesn't wear socks with his shoes either. So,
sometimes. Sometimes.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi. I never get on here and I love you guys so much.
We love you and I am so sorry about your first world problem.
My PS4 died in a lightning storm. Lightning struck somewhere in our complex close enough to my building that my PS4 wasn't plugged into a surge protector. So it completely fried the inside. And when I took it to a shop to get it fixed, they're like, oh, yeah, this is unrepairable. I'm like, dang.
Oh, no, man.
Courtney. Yeah.
And it's a limited edition Uncharted 4 PS4 that my friends got me for my birthday 1 year. And, like, it's dead. So,
you got the Uncharted one?
Yeah. My poor Nathan Drake died. I had a little mini funeral for him.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Courtney.
This is really
you don't understand.
Casey, you're like my geek brother from another brother. Man, I love listening to your stories on here, but you feel my pain, and I thank you so much.
I know, I'm sorry. Did you get a new one yet?
No, actually, my friend is one lucky girl. She has a PS4, and she won two others on two different occasions, so she's letting me use one.
Oh, that's nice. So at least you have those, Courtney. I'm sorry you lost the other one. How hot are girl gamers, though?
Right?
Pretty good right there. Kelly, you want to get in on some Fortnite later?
No, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Hi, Kelsey.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. All right, we want to hear your first world problem. What's going on?
So, I got the Dave piercing because I struggle with headaches and migraines throughout my life, and my mom got it, and she encouraged me to get it, so I went ahead and did it. But the thing is if I wear earplugs in my ear and my earring's not a certain way, it gives me a headache anyway, so it beats the whole point of the piercing.
That's so cool. I've heard that helps with headaches. Yeah.
Wow. So the piercing helps?
It helps loose. I mean, they're not as bad and intense anymore, but, I mean, you still occasionally get them.
Yeah. So if you have headaches, maybe look into what Kelsey did. Might help you out.
Huh.
Do you ever get your sunglasses do they ever make your guys' head hurt? I can't wear sunglasses for that reason. That's why you don't catch me wearing them. It's always right in the back, it's too tight.
Yeah, press is a hard place. Maybe you can go get those adjusted. But it's almost like also your ears are pulling to keep them on, and it's stressful. Yeah.
And I pull on them, and it's not like they're super tight. They feel like they're loose, but it still gives me this horrible pain.
I hear you.
Hi, Aria.
Hi, I love you guys so much.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on this morning?
So I got a new car for my birthday, and now I have to get a job to pay for it.
How old did you turn, Aria?
I'm 14.
When do you get to drive?
When I'm 15.
Did they change the age?
Hello, cart, meet horse.
Yeah.
Well, that's still good.
To get the job.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
She has a car ready to go for when she needs to learn. That's really... What'd you get, Aria?
I got a Sebring convertible.
Ooh. Oh, you got a convertible?
Convertible,
that's so hard to look at it, not be able to drive it yet, right?
Yes.
It's okay.
Soon enough, girl, and then you'll be tired of driving.
Wait your time. Don't try to sneak out and drive the car, because that's when we get in big trouble there, Aria. You'd be good.
I did and got a flat tire. There was no hiding that.
Yeah. I took my mom's car and drove it to football practice one morning when I was 15, and I came home to cops. She reported it stolen.
Bad boy.
Yeah. I didn't know my mom had work that morning, so she was also late to work, so I made her late to work, and the cops were there. Yeah.
Not a good
day. Got a stern talking to, mister.
Oh, I got more than a talking to. I was 15. That was the last time I got the belt.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. As a 15-year-old.
Yeah, buddy.
Have a good day, Aria. Thanks for your call, and congratulations on your car. Happy birthday. Hey, Bliss.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first world problem?
Well, I'm a teacher, and I have the best class ever this year. They got me an Amazon Alexa for Christmas.
Yes.
But I already have a Google Home at home, so I use the Alexa at school, and I'm constantly mixing up, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, hey, Siri, what's the... I never know what to say.
Which device is it?
It's like Al back in the day when he was dating.
I don't know.
Thanks, boys. Have a wonderful day. Teaching out there. All right, Kid Nation, we have a password for you so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Don't forget this password. You need it to gain entry into our vault. And that password is Mac.
Oh, yeah?
Mac.
There we go.
There you go, Al. Shout congratulations, out. Sir. You're a password today.
I'm a password today.
All right. That means Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up in about 10 minutes.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Here we go, Kid Nation. It's time. Hopefully you remember that password we just gave you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Why are you calling in? Well, to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And we're looking for caller number 17 for round one. Yes, we play twice a day. So if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. You still have another shot to win a lot of money in just about an hour. And while we wait for our caller, Jenna... have a potentially pretty big life-changing decision to make here soon.
I do. So the boyfriend and I were having a conversation recently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Realizing that we have not spent a day apart, other than my work travel, since we started dating.
Fun time.
It's really fun when we both have exorbitant rents that we're paying.
Right.
Not that you should live together just to avoid one person paying rent and to save money, but we're thinking, you know, he stays at my house all the time, and...
So you guys mostly stay at your house?
We do.
Yeah.
We do, yeah. And so anyway, I kind of thought, I don't know, is it like too soon to live together or should we just at least start? I mean, we practically do for all intents and purposes, you know, we practically do.
Yeah.
Minus him having everything over there. And he still has a place. So he's like, I basically have a really expensive closet, you know, is what he said.
So he just goes back to get clothes and then comes back over.
He does work there.
Yeah.
But we've spent, it's just a different kind of relationship for me because I've dated people in the past, but, you know, you hang out a couple times a week and, you know, have sleepovers, whatever. Our situation's been much different. We've gotten really close. And so I just kind of said, well, why don't we, maybe we should just live together. However, we both have leases through the end of the year. So he would have to sublease his place anyway.
Right.
But we're like, why don't we at least make the move and get your bed over here? Because he has a really nice king size bed, beautiful bed frame. And I have a queen. And we're thinking,
yes,
you know what? Let's get your bed. And so I went over to his place and laid down on his bed. And I had actually hadn't spent the night at his place since we started dating.
What?
I know. Crazy, right? And so I went and laid on his bed and I went, oh, no, 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 no. This mattress is not going to do it for me.
Oh, okay.
And he thinks my mattress is too soft. So then we go, I don't even know. I don't even know. How as a couple do you decide what
sleep
to do?
Expert.
Right? You just have to go and make it.
That expert mesh technology.
Okay, so there's the mattress issue.
Yeah.
And so I've gone ahead, because we just thought, all right, you know, he can't necessarily fully move in until he...
Right.
Leases his place, but we're at least going to start, you know. I was like, I want him to feel more at home so he can move his bar stools and a couple of things. And of course, you know, I think it's giving us both a little bit of anxiety. And so we're having a discussion about the mattress. And here I am thinking, oh gosh, we're not even going to be able to agree on what kind of mattress we want to sleep on. And he's like, well, I'll compromise. Of course he will, because he's a better person than me. And so we're in the car coming home and I'm thinking, well, I have a 2-car garage and he always parks in the guest spot in the driveway or on the street. So I need to make room for him.
Right.
And this is where our first...
You're letting him into your garage? Happened.
Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, especially when it storms bad.
Let him into the house.
He has a really nice car, and it's just parked outside that I'm like, I have a 2-car garage for the first time in my life.
Right.
He should be able to park there.
Sure.
You know, we can ease into this.
I
have my Halloween and Christmas decorations in one spot.
Oh.
So I said, this weekend, I'm going to clean it out, and I'm thinking about getting a bigger SUV for myself soon. And so I said, let's clean out all the stuff, you know, to make room. And he goes, you know, I don't think you're going to need to clean it. I think we can fit. I'm like, no, trust me. I see my neighbors. I have 2 married couples on either side of me in the townhome, and they don't have anything in their garage just so they can fit 2 cars. You know, a 2-car garage is tight.
Yeah.
It can be tight with 2 car.
Right, right, right.
And anyway, and he's and I was like, imagine if I get said SUV, because I have a sedan right now.
Yeah.
And this SUV, and you have a big SUV. We're going to be, it might be, we
it's
might not
tight.
Even be able to fit, right?
It's super he goes, tight.
Too tight.
He goes, I guarantee you your current sedan isn't as wide as the SUV you have your eye on.
Oh,
and
I
said, I am certain my car is not as wide as the SUV I'm thinking about getting. And you have an SUV, and I'm trying to do something for you by cleaning out the garage. So this turned into an argument that's easily Googleable, and we haven't had this situation yet in the relationship.
It's first, always the fights are always over the silliest. When you look back on what was fight about, it was sort of the stupidest reason, right?
And I don't know if I was just feeling a little edgy from the mattress situation.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I'm going to move this big bed in here, and I've gotten so set in my mattress ways. I love my current Supreme, whatever I have.
Just that one issue, it obviously is not a huge problem with him, because he's been there every night. You know what I'm saying? So he's slept in your mattress.
He thinks it's a little soft. He gets a little hot.
But again, it's not a huge problem, because he's still there. He's still there every single night. So then you can move on from that. Now, the garage issue with a car, you can't change the size of your garage.
So he brought it up again. I was like, I'm not going to be that annoying person that I tend to be. It's a flaw of mine. I want to, you know, and Kelly and I kind of share in this. Like, you want to be right.
I love
being
right.
Especially when I knew that I was right. So I did what any crazy person would do and Googled it.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was right.
Of course.
The car, my car's 3 inches less wide than the car I was thinking about getting. And I didn't help that I slow
clapped. How'd that go over?
I slow clapped.
You slow clapped them?
How'd that go over?
When you slow clapped them, Jenna.
So I was feeling like, is this bad that this happened? We haven't done this, and we've been dating now almost 5 months, and we have not gotten into a disagreement yet, and it was a stupid disagreement. And then of course, I'm like, I'm just trying to help your car fit into my garage, you know? And anyway, I asked some of the girls in the office. They're like, Jenna, my best friend Claudia goes, Steven and I Google stuff every day when we're arguing. We Google. It's
true,
a very
right.
normal couples thing to do is to Google the right answer.
I think the thing is how you handle it after you've been proven right. You know?
You gotta be a,
gotta
be a good winner.
See, I told you.
Let's just be honest.
Graceful.
Men's ego. I love being right. I do. But I think as an overall rule of thumb,
Men's egos are way
more fragile.
That's because we don't like y'all telling us directions, and
exactly.
we don't stop.
I was getting out of the car doing a touchdown dance.
See, that's maybe not the right way to handle it.
No.
You come down there, Odell Beckham.
I love being right.
I think it's just the satisfaction of that silent. Now you know I was right, and just let it go.
That's the way you should handle it. Like.
Because it's bad enough you were right.
It's bad enough that you were right. But just be quiet. Go ahead and enjoy your victory. That's like the dude. You score a touchdown, like you said. Just go back to the sideline.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a big celebration in the end zone.
Give the ball to the ref.
It's like, look, that's what I do.
But I'm just saying that's normal, right? Couples Google answers to things that
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's just don't over celebrate and bring it up later.
Yeah, no.
We're fine.
I have a wins and losses.
5 minutes later, we were fine.
I have a wins and losses column at my house. Yeah, it's fine.
How's that going?
Winning percentage is pretty good this year. Last year was down a bit, but this year we're back up. Went for Kenzie to
And of course, he's so sweet. He's like, if you end up not liking my mattress, I'll buy another one. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yes,
you're just a better person than me. You're just really nice. Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. Kenzie and I moved in together after, I think, 3 months of dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it worked out.
So is there, I know you say your leases go to the end of the year. Is there a date actually set for the official move-in?
No. I think we're just, it's kind of where I think we're going to ease into it, because he'll still have his place until he can get someone else to do it. And
I think you should bring over a box every time.
Yeah, just little by little.
Gosh,
eventually you'll be done. That'd be the best way to do it.
You know, we're going to start with the bed and fitting the car in the garage, and then we'll see how
it goes.
If
y'all can make it through that, you can make it through anything.
All right, let's give away some money. And congrats, Jenna.
Had trouble taking a guy down, a blind guy helped, took him to the ground, beat the bang,
extreme,
beat the bang.
Oh, I would love that.
I have to tell you that after we...
Yeah, maybe next.
Giveaway.
Yeah, we might have to get into a little
really
tidbit
news.
Tidbit news.
Really? Really cool story.
Bits are colliding.
Man. Really cool story.
I low-key, I always hope that I'm going to see a police officer chasing a dude. So that I could just
get
tackle that dude. Because they're always looking back at the cops, so you got the free shot.
Right.
You got that free shot on them. Or at least in my head, that's what's going on. Hey, Dana.
Hey, how are you guys?
good.
Doing awesome. I like that ball of energy you came in here with. That's great. What are you up to right now?
Well, I just dropped my son off at school, and I'm heading home to get the other one together.
Yeah. Right. You got double drop-off today, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what happens when you're stay-at-home mom, military wife, and he's gone.
Oh, well, thank you for your service, your family service, because you guys, you know, you do a lot of work while your husband's away.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. What branch is your husband in?
He's in the Army.
Okay, cool.
Army Give him a shout-out. What's his name?
His name is David.
David, what's up, man?
Shout out, David.
Hopefully he's listening. That'd be pretty cool if he was.
Well, I know.
Well, then I'm sure you would love a little extra cash here to help you out and maybe buy yourself something nice. So let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Matt.
Password accepted.
There it is. That's the password. All right, Dana. Now the decision you have to make is which vault would you like to go in?
I want to do vault number one.
Oh. Going at the very first one? Why not?
Why not?
It's just standing right there, looking on lonely. Only number two next to it.
One is the loneliest number.
It is, Al. It really is. Not anymore because Dana chose it, and here's how the game works, Dana. We're going to put you in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there, so it all depends on how gutsy you're feeling. When you yell stop, that's the amount you're going to take home. Now, the advice we'll give you is that if you hear any amount followed by the word thousand, stop. Because that is the last amount you will hear. And if you don't yell stop and that door closes, you know what happens, right, Dana?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get nothing.
We don't want to hear that yet.
We don't want that to happen, Dana. We want you to get as much money as you can, okay?
I'm ready.
All right, Dana's ready. Well, let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
Extreme. 90. 170. 240.
Oh my gosh.
290. 350. 520.
Ooh, you guys are making me nervous.
620.
This is the funniest contestant we've ever had.
You need to get some of Kelly's anxiety things that she's been taking.
Gosh. What did it say? Was it five? What?
$620 for Dana. Oh, Dana.
Oh, God. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious.
I love you. What are you going to do?
I love you guys.
What are you going to do with that $620, Dana?
Well, oh, goodness. Well, Easter's coming up. Why not a small Easter vacation? We could use it.
There you go.
It's your money.
Yes.
Do whatever you want to do with it, Dana. We ain't going to stop you. Hey, but for fun, just for fun, you got the money. Okay. We're going to go ahead and give that to you. Let's see how high it would have gone.
670. 730.
Oh.
790.
Oh, my God.
Oh. 840.
Oh, you guys, I almost didn't stop.
Aw,
920.
Oh, my God.
1,000.
That's all right, girl.
It's okay. $620 you did not have when you woke up this morning.
Right?
That's right. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. I love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you too. Thank you to your family and your husband for his service.
I bet you she's in tears right now. Mm-hmm. You could hear the nervous energy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fine. You got this.
I've had that happen. You get so keyed up in the moment that afterwards you're like, I'm so happy.
She made me so happy just talking to her.
No, yeah. I wish she would have won 1,000, but 620 is great.
It's still good.
Hurt her joy.
And look, if you want to get in and be like Dana and win some money for yourself, we got you in about 35 minutes. We got another password for you. And then 10 minutes after that, we'll be right back in the vaults playing Beat the Bank
Extreme.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to our favorite person of the day so far, Dana.
Yeah.
Came in here smiling.
Yeah.
Full of energy.
You can feel it.
Won $620 out of the possible $1,000 in her bank vault with Beat the Bank Extreme. And we got your next password here in about 15 minutes or so. Just over 25 minutes, I mean. So forget the one we gave you already. But while Big Al Mac was doing his rap for Beat the Bank Extreme, he teased us.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Here's this headline. Legally blind man helps officers get control during struggle. His quote is, I wasn't going to walk away and let them get hurt. So let me read a little bit of the story. Citizen jumped in to help Fort Worth officers who were struggling to control two suspects, shared his mindset at the time. This happened yesterday. I wasn't going to just walk away and let them get hurt or those young men get hurt because they clearly didn't want to hurt anybody. And basically, the officers were trying to get control of a situation with two guys. One had a gun.
Whoa! Mm.
A blind guy with a seeing eye dog heard what was going on. He was close by, and he, I don't know how.
He's like, dog, take me to that.
He jumped in and subdued one of the guys and helped get one of the guys under control while they, did one at a time. Got both of the guys handcuffed one at a time.
How do you know which one's which?
I don't know, Kelly. Yeah. I don't know.
That is very so cool. What if the dog didn't want to lead him over there? Because he's like, no, that's dangerous over there.
I do not know, JC.
Man. Would you have jumped in and helped out? I think you're supposed to help police officers if they're if they need it, right?
I'm going to go. If there's a gun involved, I'm going to go ahead and say I probably would not. I mean, I'm just going to be totally honest with you. No, I probably wouldn't. I would probably be ducking behind my car when there's a gun in play. That's survival instincts kick in, I guess.
I'd want to help.
I'd want to help.
My wife says I'm not allowed to, but I feel like I want to.
I'd want to help. Wanting to help and jumping in are two different things.
People can think what they'll do all day.
You
can think and assume.
Oh, I will.
But until you're put in that position, you really don't know.
So I tell you, I just want a guy running away from an officer, and I just want to come in from the side and get that hit.
So I don't always play out how it does in the movie.
No, it doesn't, dude.
But in my head, it will.
And they're going to appreciate you so much, they're going to make you an honorary officer.
I just want to be on the news going like, I'm just doing my civic duty.
You want to be on the news?
You know what? I love how you planned out your humility.
Yeah. Like, he wants the media attention. Yeah.
I want the news to be there so I can show my humble.
No, like, because the news will come out. Usually they do come out if something like this happens. And you got to be on there. You can't gloat.
And there are also those stories of the Good Samaritans who intervened and it didn't go
and
so
it didn't
well.
Go
sure.
Well.
Yeah.
Those come out.
That
too.
Happens as well, Kelly.
Yeah.
Man, he sure was a nice guy.
In that case, I'd be on the news going, yeah, I learned my lesson.
You might not be speaking.
You might not be on the news.
Jason's here. Going, don't call me a hero. No one called you. please, don't call me a hero.
And I hear everybody calling me a hero. No, nobody said
no
it.
No one.
Okay. Did you see the pictures of that pollen haze in North Carolina?
Saying it makes my nose start itching.
It looks almost slime green, almost
it's
yellowy.
Pine pollen. I grew up in South Carolina, and the pine pollen would be so thick. Mm. It's shocking how everything's coated in yellow. Wow. It's bad.
It is so bad.
Yeah, pine pollen's no joke.
The pictures
it's like
are
fappy,
scary.
Right, on the cars and stuff?
It's like a dusty powder, and, people rinse it off, and then the streets, it's like yellow rivers running down the side of the streets from everybody washing off their stuff. It's gross, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
There's pictures of cars that were supposed to be black, but they were now yellow.
Yeah,
yellow, black.
Yellow, green. It's like a,
Yeah. So, careful out there. I wouldn't go outside if you got all that pollen. No, it's bad, man. It's bad for you. It says unhealthy on my watch when that happens. Unhealthy air. So, if my watch says it's unhealthy, you got to be careful. We're doing tidbit news here.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy got arrested after threatening to unleash his army of turtles and let them destroy a town in Florida.
I want to see a turtle army.
Me too!
First of all, why do you get arrested for just threatening to release your turtles?
Well, you're threatening to destroy stuff.
No, you're saying the turtles are going to destroy, but you got to let them go at it before.
They're still making a threat.
Will you describe them for me?
What, the turtles?
Yes, I would like to visualize the turtles.
Okay, they're green.
How many does he have?
Come on! How many?
They have little shells on them.
Mind how large?
What makes up an army? A few dozen?
Again, this is tidbit news, you guys. You guys are asking for a lot. Now I'm going to have to look up what's going on.
You're right, JC. We should not ask you for details because it's tidbit news.
This is definitely tidbit news.
This is stuff for people to Google.
I want extended turtle
You want extended coverage? Well, the guy's name's Thomas Devaney Lane. So look him up, and he'll tell you all about his turtle army. Cool looking dude.
I'm sure
he looks like he has a lot of turtles.
And he's the commanding officer of the turtles?
Oh,
of course
he's
he is.
Crazy. Hold on.
Well, he's not sane.
Well, he was trying. They were trying to get him out of his car, and he was yelling obscenities at the police officer and other passerby all about his turtle army that would destroy them.
Yeah, take that.
Turtle army. So it goes a little deeper.
So he was high.
Yeah. Speaking of high.
Yeah.
A woman in Oklahoma tried to steal a delivery truck to get away from zombies. Don't worry, guys. Turns out she was just in a little bit of meth.
Just a little bit.
How much meth?
A little bit of meth. Just a little bit of meth.
Just a tad.
Someone in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Just keeps leaving bowls of mashed potatoes in people's yards. They're looking for this person.
He leaves bowls of mashed
potatoes in people's yards.
He's like the mashed potato fairy.
Uh-huh. I would personally be happy about that.
I would eat them. Wake up with a bowl of mashed potatoes and
As long as it's not covered in pollen, I would definitely eat them. And let's go over this. Burglary suspect that was captured in Washington County.
Okay.
1:48 p.m. A reporting party calls 911, says someone is in her bathroom. Tells dispatch the person has the bathroom door locked. The caller can see shadows under the bathroom door. At 1:49, multiple deputies respond to the house.
Oh, boy.
1 minute. That's pretty fast, right?
This is serious, yeah.
1:55, deputies surround the house, request a canine to assist them. Deputies can hear a noise coming from the bathroom.
So he's in there.
Oh, he's definitely in there. Mm-hmm. After several announcements, the suspect does not come out when commanded. With guns drawn, the deputies open the door, and they encounter the suspect.
Mm.
An automated robot vacuum. At 2:13, Deputy Rogers clears the call with the following note. As we entered the home, we could hear rustling in the bathroom. We made several announcements, and the rustling became more frequent. We breached the bathroom door and encountered a very thorough vacuuming job done by a Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. Case closed. There you go.
He was just trying to get back out to dock himself.
Yeah, she was on a cliff. Isn't that what it says?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that was good on cliff.
She was on a cliff.
Stuck. But this one, I guess the vacuum cleaner shut the door and somehow it was locked. I
hate to be that person that called the police after that.
Yeah. But give us a good story. So tax dollars once
again. Wasn't Jesse Smollett, was it?
It was not. You should name the Roomba Jesse. You can't name your Roomba, by the way.
Oh, you can? I didn't know that.
My Roomba's name is Toot Toot.
Beep beep.
Toot Toot. Like the toot. Like a pickle.
Got it.
Yeah, because my kids like toots.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
We did have a $1,000 vault earlier today, and Dana walked away with $620 from that thing.
Sure did.
How much are you going to pull away? Well, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
That's the only way we can find out what caller number should we take, Jenna.
17, please.
Caller number 17, you get to play as long as you know the password. That's how you get in.
All right.
Oh, Boss Man George just walked by.
Oh.
Hey, Boss Man.
I haven't seen him in like a week.
I know.
Is he looking thinner? You know, he's been dropping some pounds.
Yeah. He usually walks by the door, but since he heard us talk about him, he might not walk by
Kelly,
the door.
I got to tell you, whoo, you are about to disappear on
Kelly, you're getting
here.
A lot of compliments.
Thank you.
You're getting a lot of compliments on the text yesterday for your shirt, specifically.
It was a good boob shirt.
Yep.
What's up,
hey, George?
Man.
Hey, Boss Man.
We haven't seen you in like a week.
I know. I've been on the room.
What you been doing? Deals.
You're not on the mic, so nobody can hear you.
Yeah, come on. Talk to us.
No one can hear you.
Come on, George.
We'll get some money away.
All right.
He did give money away.
Yeah, he did. Man. He does look skinny, too.
Yeah.
Working. Yeah, everybody losing weight, and I saw that we're going to have some bad breakfast. We're going to have donuts tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a good breakfast.
Well, it's a good breakfast, but bad for the people trying to diet.
I yelled at Russ about it already.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I just said, well, you know, I always try and eat healthy, but then I was like, Kelly and Al are, you know,
trying to be good.
Endorsement diet plans.
Trying to be good.
Trying to lose that weight.
He goes, well, Robert's going.
What's I'm like, other?
Okay, but I'm sure like Robert would like to, I mean, he doesn't care, I guess, but he's about to run a marathon.
He's actually losing weight.
He'd like to, I know, and he's about to run a marathon. I was like, I think we'd like to eat healthier.
Yeah.
I agree.
Are you going to run that run with White Cheddar?
I'm not going to do that one. I may do the one in December, the one I did last time.
You said you were going to run the one with White Cheddar. You're going to back out now?
I think it's like $150, dude.
I'll pay it for you.
$150 to
JC
run.
JC and I will split it if you run the full marathon.
It's for your health.
Here's the thing. You got to drive 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
You got to pay.
Uh-huh.
And you got to drive back.
Yep.
And you got to run 20 miles, 26 miles.
You drive half that far to work every day.
True, but I get paid to come here.
You said on the radio you would do it with him, and he got excited because he had a running partner. So if it's the money, Jenna and I will split it for your health.
I don't want to run a full one. I want to run a half.
White Cheddar said he would love to drive with you.
Yeah.
Full one is too much. That's too much. 26 miles, that's too much for me. 13, I can probably handle that.
Uh-huh.
And that's a lot.
How's your training been going?
Well, I'll let you know tomorrow.
When you start?
Yes. Tomorrow. I'm gonna ride my bike tomorrow. I didn't do it yesterday. It's in both of my bikes are in the shop.
Are you trained to run by riding a bike?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, cardio is cardio. I mean,
that's completely different.
All true.
Because I was doing
swimming's different, soccer's different.
I'm not, obviously, they're different. But I'm just saying, getting your heartbeats and all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah,
it helps
your heart rate
that's
up.
How
yes.
That's how I would start.
But like even doing like the Stairmaster at the gym, I noticed that it's completely different doing that than when you actually run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
100%.
Running treadmill and running outside, all that's different. It's all different. I'm just saying, cardio, just getting your heart healthier is the start for me.
Sure. All right. So you're going to do it now.
Because even when I was running, I was still riding. In fact, my riding led to my running. I was just trying to do both.
Yeah. I'm telling you. So,
don't try to tell Al was perfect for him.
No, I'm trying to help because you said he was going to do something, so I was just making sure.
We're just trying
to put some accountability on it.
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing it. It was like, do I want to drive?
Yeah, of course.
I want to do all that. I'll do that. If it's a half, I'm not going to do a whole. I'm not going to even start lining.
That's fine.
So I'm going to do a whole.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah, I couldn't do a whole. No way.
Yeah.
No, I just got my, I did that DNA thing where they give you your results.
Oh, really?
I'm not a long distance.
Oh, it tells you about yourself?
That's super cool.
When people run a full marathon, do they literally run it?
Yeah.
Do they walk? Do they take breaks to walk?
Some may take breaks.
I hear it. Once you start walking, it's almost
impossible
to get yourself going again. So you can't stop. You have to get to that runner's high. For my friends that have run marathons, and I don't know if you guys have talked to guys, but they say, or girls, they say once you hit that marathon or that runner's high, it's fine.
Yeah, but you got to get it.
You got to get it.
I don't know.
I've never experienced that.
I've been told that once you can run 20, you can finish the 26. Like, usually training programs end at about 20.
But then I see the videos of those horror stories from marathons where people are crawling, limbs trembling over the finish line, pooping on themselves.
That's going to be me.
It's like, that was not worth it.
They got bloody nipples.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
I gotta finish.
Just a bucket list thing for people, I guess.
You are pooping on yourself at that point.
Yeah, I don't want
to. Because you're proving to yourself that you can accomplish something you didn't think you could do.
Well, you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get a cool sticker to put on your car to let everybody know.
Next to the poop emoji.
You can go online and get that.
Yeah.
I just like I went online and made my dog a service dog.
But you didn't earn it. To hear about that in a second, let's bring our buddy Alec into the show. What's up, Alec?
Hey, how you guys doing?
My man.
Excellent. What are you up to right now, Alec?
I am actually on a delivery, delivering some construction materials right now to Charlotte.
That's manly.
Construction, like so you're driving a big truck or something?
It's just an F-150.
Okay.
Okay.
The manly truck.
What's up, fellow? Fellow truck driver?
That's what you drive, brother.
Yes, sir.
You want to help deliver a washer and dryer for JC's gym buddy?
I'm hoping I can make it to Texas after beat the bank.
There you go. Well, hopefully you do, man, and hopefully you get all that construction stuff over to who it needs to go to.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to ride trucks right alongside each other, I'm down.
You want to start a truck club?
Yeah, truck club. The bikers do it. Why can't we do it? Yeah. Alex in. All right, Alec. Well, let's get you paid. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Camera.
Password accepted.
There it is. Alec, you have gained access into the vaults. They're all lined up, ready to go for you, except the ones that have been chosen. So which one would you like to go with?
I'll take 42, please.
Vault number 42.
All right,
Big Al Mac, tell our boy how we played the game.
Hey, Alec, we're going to put you in the vault inside with the banker. You're going to hear a lot of dollar amounts, all right? They're going to increase the longer you stay in there. You just need to say stop before the bank vault door closes. Now, it could be in the hundreds. Could be, Alec, you could be fortunate enough to get one in the thousands. Regardless, you need to say stop before the door closes. Otherwise, you draw back a goose egg.
But if you hear the word thousand, that is as high as it's going to go.
True. Forgot that.
Deal.
All right.
You got it?
Good to me.
I'm in. All right.
Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. Extreme.
Fifty, 150, 140, 160, 290, 360, 290, 330, 410, 440, 490.
Oh, there it goes.
I guess we won't be seeing you anytime soon, buddy.
Yeah. Oh. Man, it's all good, though.
Yeah.
You'll make it out here, bro.
But you're still sexy in your truck. Yeah. Just that.
It is all good. Well, I appreciate it. Over the phone now.
My man.
Are you at least wearing a baseball cap in there backwards for Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Not backwards.
Oh, you want it forward? Oh, I thought the backwards was looking
forward.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Forward, turn around, Alec.
It's forward. That's right.
Well, Alec, be careful out there driving, man, and you keep on trying, dude. We appreciate you going for it.
Sorry.
That's how Beat the Bank works, though. Sometimes that door closes on you, and you get nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But the good news is we got another two shots for you to win that money tomorrow morning. Make sure you join us at 7:10 and 8:10 Central. We'll hook you up with those passwords so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And Big Al Mac, you got to tell us about that CEO getting an accident.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got a text here.
Yeah.
And I heard about this yesterday, and I've been looking for it all morning long, but I can't find it. It has to do with me and my wife.
Talk to me.
It says, good morning, guys. So there was a story on Kiss FM in L.A. yesterday about this Jose guy, a.k.a. JC, who got suspended for 2 weeks because his girlfriend and another DJ were drunk at a country concert. I want the whole scoop on that. Yeah, I'll give you that scoop. But we did tease Big Al's story, so I'll tell you what happened. Right. And we do have a little throwback Thursday since we're going to be talking about a throwback story of mine here.
Okay.
So what was the CEO that got hurt, Big Al?
Yeah, let me see here. Flight attendant accidentally drops drinks on American CEO. Maddie Peters says she was mortified when a person in the aisle accidentally bumped into her as she carried a tray of drinks and she dumped them on a passenger in first class. Her boss, American Airlines CEO Doug Parker.
Oh,
I'm
Doug.
Sure he understood.
She wrote in a blog the other day, I was working a flight to Dallas. I had our CEO on my flight. I was serving drinks. A guy backed into me. Drinks went all over the CEO. And then she went on to say, luckily, he was super cool and a good sport about it. He later came back and we chatted and joked about it and said that he would never forget her.
Yeah, it's a good way.
It happened.
You know, that's going to happen.
In 4 years, she's never spilled one drink. And then she spills a whole tray on the CEO.
CEO of her company is what she did right there. Well, speaking of drinks. So I've been looking for this story because, long story, my roommate from college, when I started my internship at Channel 933 in San Diego, my roommate happened to be another intern there. Her name's Sissany.
Okay.
I went on to get a job here with Kid and have been working here ever since after leaving San Diego. And she went up to L.A., and worked her way up to work with Ryan Seacrest.
Wow,
nice,
right?
Nice.
And she is now Ryan's co-host.
Wow. Awesome.
Which is really cool. And apparently yesterday she was talking about a story where she almost got fired. And I almost got fired. Except I wasn't even there. I was dating my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. So Kinsey and Sissany decided they were going to go to this country concert because Sissany was working for the country station at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they got really good tickets. I don't even remember who it was. I think it was like Rascal Flatts or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Because again, I wasn't there. You know where I was?
No.
I was at the radio station. I was working.
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 I remember that day. It was a long day. I had an event in the morning. I went home for a second. I came back. I had my shift. And then I usually would stay afterwards just because I liked staying at the radio station. I would practice shows and I would practice production. So I was not even close to these girls. I get home that night. And before Kinsey does and Sissany, because, again, we live together. So they get home. I could tell they had a good time, but they were acting extremely weird.
Mm.
Like, oh, don't tell him. He's just, ha, 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 ha. Don't tell him. Cool, whatever. I went to sleep. We had a nice little day the next day. I went to work on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got called into my program director's office.
Okay.
And she says, hey, I just want to let you know that Sissany has been suspended.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, why? And she goes, because of her actions at the concert.
What?
And I
you
said, okay.
Heard.
I was like, yeah, what happened? And she says, there were some actions that were not representing the radio station very well. And I was like, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I will talk to Sissany because that's my roommate. That's my girl. I got you. And she goes, yeah, you're going to be doing a lot of talking with her because you're suspended too.
Wait a minute.
Me?
Why?
I was like, what did I do? And she says, well, your girlfriend was there too. And they were both partaking in this activity.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what did they do? And apparently... Now, this is 21-year-old Kinsey and 21-year-old Sissany. This is when you're starting to learn about drinking.
10 years ago.
When not to drink and how much to drink and your tolerance level. And apparently, they were trying to go backstage or something, from what I remember.
Okay, hundreds of people do that.
Yeah. And again, this is when I had just started radio, so my wife didn't really know the ins and outs of, or my girlfriend didn't know the ins and outs of radio and what not to say and what to say at certain times. Apparently, when the security for Rascal Flatts said no, Kinsey said, but she works at the country station. And the guy said, I don't care. And Kinsey then said, well, my boyfriend's on Channel 933, and he's going to talk about you or something like that.
Yeah.
And so their staff ended up reporting back to our people.
Ooh, boy.
That's how I remember the story, but I want to hear it from Sissany because she was there.
She's there. It's interesting that, I mean, I understand that maybe she got suspended because she was there.
Yeah.
That you would get suspended for your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's not right.
You know, somewhat rude behavior.
Right.
Fair, but it was what it was.
But it was
right?
What it was. And you got that. And my program director told me, she said, look, in this industry, you have to watch who you surround yourself with.
That's
and
true.
And who you surround yourself with is who people are going to believe you are.
It's practically any industry, but yeah, I see our point.
Yeah, and so yeah, it is. And so she said, "You're one of the faces from our radio station, or you're coming up, and you might be one of the faces, and that's who you want to be. Then that's fine. But whatever your people do, your friends, the people that are associated with you, is going to come right back on you.
Yeah,
and
it's a good lesson.
And I've been with Kinsey since we were 18 years old. At that time, we were together for probably about three years.
Yeah.
So we're in deep. Mm-hmm. I think that is the only time in my relationship where I almost broke up with her.
Wow.
That was it, because I was like, that's my career. This is what I want to do. This is I think that's the one. And I told her, I said, this is the closest I've come to breaking up with you.
Did you get suspended or did they reneg on you? Did.
Oh, yeah, I got suspended. I got my shifts taken away for 2 weeks, which was a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was a big deal back then. And Sissany got it, too. And I'll tell you that. She learned her lesson big time. And... went on to become who she is.
Yeah. Very lucky they did not fire her.
Yeah, she learned her lesson, and my wife learned her lesson as well, and she has not done anything remotely close to that when it comes to...
That's the worst when your friends do that to you. It's happened to me, and it's humiliating.
Yeah.
It's humiliating.
I don't think I talked to Kinsey for like a week. I was just so upset because I thought it was over. I literally thought my career was over.
Well, that's awkward if you're all living together.
Yeah. And I wasn't really mad because I think the louder one was Kinsey because she didn't know how it worked, but just Sissany was...
How did Sissany make it up to you?
She went to work for Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Took your spot with Ryan.
Her mom used to always bring us food. So she'd cook and bring it down from LA and bring it to us. So I think she always did nice things for me.
Sissany, I mean, I think she'd be sucking up in overdrive, you know?
Yeah. No, Sissany was always a good friend. Like, she bailed me out of a lot of situations when I would get myself in a bad spot at the radio station, or she would cover a shift if I needed it. So she made up for it. She knew. So, yeah, I'm going to look for it. Maybe we'll find the audio and we can play it and see what Sissany's side of the story is. But, yeah, if you were wondering, that was the one time I almost broke up with Kinsey right there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.